From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Paul Butler, and on this week's podcast, I will be joined by my fellow producers and engineers on this season's rendition of the Producers Roundtable, where we will be discussing our favorite artists, songs, and moments from this previous season. This episode contains some strong language that has been censored. Listener discretion is advised.
We are joined here by Chris Golab, Jacob Holtzman, and Kyler Altenhoff.
All right. Hi, I'm Jacob Holtzman. I'm an engineer for The Scene.
I'm Chris Golab, and I have been a producer engineer for about a year, but this is my last season, so I'm excited.
Hey, everybody. My name's Kyler Altenhoff. This is also my last season with The Scene. Yeah, I'm super excited for Chris and I to be able to pass on the torch to the next generation of the torch of The Scene team.
I'm Paul Butler. I am the host for this producers roundtable here, but I am also an engineer producer for The Scene, and this is my first semester doing it, and it has been very exciting, and I've loved every minute of working with these producers that I have in front of me here. So how about let's start off here and just talk about some music that we've been working on and we've been a part of this past season.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to the first solo episode I did. I really enjoyed this. This was a homegrown episode. It was episode 20, and it featured Manon Voice and Yadin Cole, but I really wanted to look at Yadin Cole's performance because they both gave really good performances, but Yadin really pushed it over the top, I felt, and he really just brought his emotion to the stage, and I just really resonated with that, and I thought he had a good performance. He had he like engaged with the audience, he talked with them between, which was nice, and he like, when he brought up a song, if it was something that like meant a lot to him, he explained why it meant a lot to him before he went into the song. So the song I wanted to share was What Is Love, which was one of like his hit singles that he put out, and yeah.
What is beauty? Is it the color of your skin? Is it the clothes you wear? Or is it the light that lives within? And what is love when it's so hard to find? There's so much pain, and people can't find the words to say. But we cannot let that dim the light we have within. We cannot let that dim the light we have within. They will persecute your soul just for not doing what you're taught. We would not buy the lies you sold. We are beauty, we are bold. We were all born to dance and sing. We are kings and we are queens. No one can come up in between what he has planned for you to be. Talking about true love. 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 True love. Talking about true love. Yeah, take, take, take it away. We've been fooled to think we're really small. From my scars you can see we've been through it all. We find ourselves in the faces of stars. You can find us up above in clouds not far. Cannot let that dim the light we have within. No, no, oh. We cannot let that dim the light we have within. They will persecute your soul just for we're not doing what you're taught. You would not buy the lies you sold. We are beauty, we are bold. We were all born to dance and sing. We are kings and we are queens. No one can come up in between what he has planned for you to be. Talking about true love. 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 True love. Talking about true love. Yeah, take, take, take it away. I am light. You are light. He is light. She is light. We are light. And light is love. Carry on, persevere. Be led by your spirit. Raise your hands, heaven's here. They will persecute your soul. Just we're not doing what you taught. We would not buy the lies you sold. We are beauty, we are bold. We were all born to dance and sing. We are kings and we are queens. No one can come up in between what he has planned for you to be. Talking about true love. 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 True love, yeah. Yeah, take, take, take it away. Mm-hmm. Thank you all so much. My name is Yadin Cole. That was True Love.
Yeah, I thought that one was super cool. I really liked, you know, how you described Jacob, that before the song, the artist went up and kind of explained it, because I think one of the really, really cool things that performers can do is be vulnerable with their audience. Yeah, I thought the song overall was just like really impactful, and I really enjoyed listening to it.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, that was really what I enjoyed about episode 20 when I did it, was because it was a homegrown from the Virginia Avenue Music Festival, and both of the artists, Manon really spoke to Black empowerment and the culture and life that comes around being African-American. And then Yadin really took that a step further with maybe Black culture, but in a more introspective view.
Yeah, so. When you mentioned like personal and social commentary, you can hear that in the lyrics. And the storytelling is like it's very there. Like you get like a sense of exactly what that artist is talking about, but at the same time, the song itself is super easy to listen to and like a lot of fun, naturally gets you to kind of like tap your foot. So I thought it was a really nice blend.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Yeah, like Chris said, it was, you know, very easy to listen to. And
yeah, so you know, if you guys are interested in finding out more about Yadin, you can find them on Instagram at Yadin Cole.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that song with us, Jacob.
So I am really excited to bring this artist, because when I first heard her, it was not really like anything I'd heard before. And I did say this on the episode, but it's because it's true. So this is Malaise, which is kind of like the alias or persona that's channeled by Emily Plazek. Our communications manager found this artist and got me in touch with her. And she was a great communicator, so things just worked out really quickly once we were able to start talking. And we did an interview on the show where I found out how she's very thoughtful about her music, but she's telling a genuine story. She's not like trying to overthink something or overcomplicate things, but she's diving deeper into herself while she's channeling this persona that is Malaise. So this next one is more of the like Malaise sound that I was talking about, with like even more interesting spaces and that kind of feel. Its public debut was on the scene, so that is particularly cool. It aired in January 2021, and it was released in March. This is more of the dream hop style. That's the genre that it classifies that music sound as dream hop. So you'll be able to hear a little bit more of what I'm talking about in this song.
A lack of satisfaction here. Is that the way to interfere? And this is nothing that I've done before. This is nothing that I've done before. He said to me, what's tearing at the afternoon to programming everything you do? And this is nothing that I've done before. And this is nothing that I've done before. Oh, who's losing? I'm gonna win. My hand choosing the back door in. I'll live with a soul more within. I'm a Lord Arkham. I'm game changing. And this is nothing that I've done before. And this is nothing that I've done before. He said to me, this is nothing that I've done before. And this is nothing that I've done before. You take it, a brain made naked, a game to change it, a face that's saying, it's not what I've seen, a long view this deep, yeah, down the street, I'm changing your viscera, I'm saying you can still have me, can you take it, a brain made naked, a game to change it, a face that's saying, it's not what I've seen. A long view this deep, yeah, down this street. I'm changing your viscera. I'm saying you can still have me. And this is nothing that I've done before. And this is nothing that I've done before. He said to me, this is nothing that I've done before. This is nothing that I've done before. He said to me, this is nothing that I've done before. And this is nothing that I've done before. He said to me, this is nothing that I've done before. And this is nothing that I've done before, he said to me. Can you take it? A brain made naked. A brain to change it. A face that's saying, it's not what I've seen. A long view this deep, yeah, down this street. I'm changing your viscera. I'm saying you can still have me. And this is nothing that I've done before. And this is nothing that I've done before, he said to me. I'm changing your viscera. I'm saying you can still have me. This is nothing that I've done before. This is nothing that I've done before. He said to me, this is nothing that I've done before. I'm changing your viscera. I'm saying you can still have me. This is nothing that I've done before. This is nothing that I've done before. I'm changing your viscera. I'm saying you can still have me. This is nothing that I've done before. He said to me, this is nothing that you can still have me. This is nothing that I've done before. He said to me.
You're listening to the Producers Roundtable episode on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
Yeah, I thought that was super cool. One thing that immediately came to my mind, have you guys listened to like Billie Eilish at all?
Yeah.
Like that kind of like the kinds of sounds she was getting with the microphone where she just like let, like, because you know, some people are very specific with like just getting the sound that needs to be there, but like for her, like even like her breaths almost sounded part of the, because like you could, I'd be interested to hear like the production of that, like what kind of mic they're using and stuff, because it sounded so breathy and like she was utilizing the, just, you know, the part of just breathing, which a lot of, you know, everybody does obviously, but like using that as part of the performance.
It's very within the dream hop style that she uses to use, okay, just like voice sounds, or like even she talked to me about like maybe like even like her lips smacking together or like her exhales and inhales as like a part of the music or part of the beat. And she said like that kind of sound is like really what she's going for, like the genuine, like maybe she's like right there.
What I enjoyed about that song was, and this can either be a songwriting aspect / composition or an engineering feat, in that there was like a lot going on in that song. Like the background wasn't like really simple. Like there was some complex changes and then there were some little background fills, but nothing like stood out, and it all really worked together and was really well balanced, I found. And like it all felt that it coincided into this one feeling and movement. and it wasn't all separated.
Awesome. Chris, where can we find Malaise?
So we can find all information about Malaise on Malaise's website. Now, I want to take special note real quick. Malaise is not like the word you may know. It's M-I-L-L-A-Z-E. So malaise.com is where you could find more information about the artist. And you can also find the artist's music anywhere you listen to music.
My artist was also from the Virginia Avenue Music Festival that Jacob was talking about. And actually, like, I think this artist in particular fits really well with kind of the same category that we've been listening to so far, in that the lyricism is so deep and important to the overall music. And so the artist that I'm going to be talking about is Cece Chanel. And so she also, like I said, performed at the Virginia Avenue Music Festival. She's a rapper and a storyteller from the Midwest. And she was actually born in Indiana, but she was raised in Tennessee. And she's a poet in, like, I mean, in that all artists who, like, write lyrics are, she's a poet. But, like, specifically, she talks on, like, how to handle life's hardships, trials, and tribulations. While all also being true to, like, the desires of the heart. And so Cece Chanel, she strives to produce music that people can relate to and also grow with. She, in particular, has gone through so much in her life, and she just creates art from it. And so that's how she can communicate with her story with people, not through, like, only just her lyricism, but also the music she creates. So I'm really, really excited for you guys to hear her performance.
This song contains some strong language that has been censored. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Yeah. No one to call, still surviving it all. No one to call, still surviving it. When it rains, look. When it rains, yeah. Yeah. No one to call, still surviving it all. No one to call, still surviving it. Yeah. When it rains, you better know it pours. No more kind people that open doors. Just lyrics amused by finding no slum lords that never did you right. The ones that claim to be your homie around them can be the first to pick a fight. That don't appease my appetite. And know my name, not from encounters, petty who did shit just to spite. Granny told me things gon' be alright. Mom's about to get married in August, so I guess that granny gon' turn out right. Cause moms used to be mates with the pipe. Used to sit and think about other folks and how I hate my life. Brown beef, sugar, and some freaking rice. Stealing groceries as a kid got me f***ed up, we gon' eat tonight. And even though it's by the candlelight, I know when I get older, little bolder, I'ma be the one that gets right. I'm 26 and still looking tight. I'll never let them kill my dreams. I kill them first if I see them in sight. Yeah, yeah, look. Who you call, y'all? Who y'all call on? Who y'all call on? No one that calls, still surviving it, dog. No one that calls, still surviving it. Hold on. Yo, cock it back, I'm locked in, I'm loaded. This the shit I lived, it ain't no songs that I've been quoting. The draw is potent when I'm hitting it. I be so exquisite, shit. Money on your head, better play dead if you fuck with the click. Money on my mind, I'm on my prime. They tryna knock me off my pivot quick. Can't be the shit, then you should join the click. Open your third eye and wait for shit to click instead of plotting on the next man. You tryna plan a lick, I hate the way they hate my black skin. And the hatred makes me sick, I told my mama away. That this pain gon' make me rich. Never hanging with a click, I'm solo dolo when you see me. Got a chain around my neck, no it ain't real. Yo, meanwhile I wanna be free of this pain. Don't speak on my name and stay out your lane. He been after me, so I didn't pray for cash. My again, I pray for fast defeat. For my ops, mass defeat ain't. If I ain't giving up, no. Push the bronze with make up for a clown. Niggas mistook me. I'll never settle, I'll never change, I'll never submit. Smack a if he ever call me a love. Who y'all call when y'all be going through things? You know? I be thinking certain people gonna call me, but they never call. I gotta pick myself up, but that's life. So if you picking yourself up, continue to pick yourself up. Cause we are the product of the time that we put in for ourselves. And it's okay to love yourself. It's okay to take your time.
I was going to have to comment on how the end of the song was definitely where she used that kind of musical space to fill in with how that song is still important to her life, or still how the experiences she learned that she talks about in the song is important. And I thought that was actually really cool, because it kind of even more than just asserting, yes, this was a part of me at one time, like when it was written. It's kind of a reassertion of this is me, you know? And I was like, and something about that definitely hit me. And definitely the storytelling element of it was very cool. So
I think it's so interesting how much music can reflect people and how much we can also just grow from our music. And like maybe in 10 years from now, that song will still mean the same thing to her or to them, or it will mean a totally different thing. And it's weird how artists, you know, they write about things that to reflect upon and how that reflection looks so much later on.
I really liked kind of like towards the end there where she was just kind of just talking, you know, like I just think that's really neat thing, because it shows like the very humanistic side of the music scene. Because yeah, like you have people up there making music and making songs so that they can make a living, but like, you know, this for sure is, you know, showing some, you know, emotions and a lot of humanistic things that she wants to show to the world.
I just really appreciate her for using her platform and her art to hopefully help motivate people and make people's lives better, and just tell, like, let people know that like whatever struggles they might be going through, they're not alone, and other people are experiencing these things too. And you know, there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. If you're interested in finding out or just listening to more of this artist's work, you can find them on Spotify at CC Chanel. That's CECECHANEL.
Thank you, Kyler. That was awesome.
My artist that I'm, or group that I'm bringing up here to this round table, is that of Overlook. So Overlook is a Fort Wayne based band. So basically their band is very much reminiscent of 70s blues and rock, along with folk music. But a lot of their music also gets into a lot of modern production techniques with like similar sounds to like Black Keys, or even like going earlier than that to like Pink Floyd and Radiohead. So they have a very wide selection of music, and I love all of it. And I had the great honor to interview four of these band members for a previous episode, and it was so much fun. They loved being on the show, and they loved hearing themselves on air. And it was just so cool, because they're people that are, or they're, yeah, kids basically that are our ages. They're in their 20s, and it's like, wow, like, you know, these people are making music and it sounds great. And it's just so cool to get so personable with them and to hear their background and where they came from. So without further ado, this is the song Over There from Overlook Some Way Somehow record.
It's been so hard to
You're listening to the Producers Roundtable on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
The fact that you said that they took like inspiration from the Black Keys, like in their verses, that was really reminiscent of them, I felt. It was like pure Dan Auerbach growl in the vocals.
So one thing that really stuck out to me is that kind of the melody was almost like reminiscent of like Irish folk music, you know, how like you naturally like sway to that, and it's almost even if you don't know the words, you like almost want to sing along anyway.
Yeah,
I was gonna say that was like if the Black Keys met Mumford and Sons, was like the feeling I got originally.
And I also wanted to comment on just the instrumental mix, particularly the percussion. I thought was very interesting. Overall, just really cool and really interesting to listen to.
It was just such a fun time. And their music is a wide range, but this one I thought really kind of encompassed like their bands as a whole, because it has, some like Irish like folk, really, like with that acoustic guitar. And then like it gets into a really like Black Keys sort of vibe with the production techniques and the verses. And
I was just going to say, One of the most non-specific bands I've ever heard. They're like somewhere over there, some way, somehow. But also, I was gonna say, I'm also a huge sucker for like cute percussion moments. And whenever all the sound cut out, and then it was like in the interlude, and it was like da 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 da, ding. I was like, oh yes, give me that triangle, please. I am such a fan of triangle tings.
That was Over There from Overlook's Some Way Somehow record, which is available on all streaming platforms, along with their latest film, Sinking Nowhere. And you can find Overlook on their website, overlookmusic.com/home.
All right, let's take a quick break, but be sure to stick around for some more music.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for some more music from our Producers Roundtable episode.
Okay, well, I'm really glad we have kind of started getting closer to roots music, because I'm going to throw in some country there to for everyone's either joy or pain, depending on how you feel. I like it, but that's me. Up for your guys' enjoyment, I have the Half Step Sisters. They're an acoustic folk duo from Indy, and they play... It's kind of neat because one sister plays violin and the other one plays upright bass, and they both sing. So there's some neat harmony going on along with them both really excelling at their instruments. And so I brought up one of their originals titled Honeybee for you guys to listen to.
Ear gander time. All I was going to say is I really did enjoy that. And like normally I'm kind of, and you know, I dislike myself for it sometimes, but I'm usually like avidly against listening to country music. But I will say that like that style where it's just like, you know, I'm sharing this opinion, you know, some people might not agree with it, but that's the cool thing about opinions. I usually just don't like country music, but that specific song, I was like, okay, this, like, I like this.
It had some like gypsy jazz and, vibes to it that I think really helped. Like,
yeah, it was just
cross genres a little.
Yeah, I like that artist. It was, or that group. It was very, I was like, I was just vibing to it. And normally, yeah, I associate country with like one genre, but like I'm realizing, oh, you know, there's different sub genres, or, you know, there's different like combinations of genres to, you know, create that. And I liked it. I was like tapping my foot and it's good.
Yeah. For the first time in my life, I wanted to put on a cowboy hat and start dancing.
I really just love the lyrics of that song. Like, it's such a creative way of like looking at like love was like how they equated to like a honeybee.
I totally agree. It's like the way that like some of the older storytelling, like very lyric oriented country, is all about kind of like manipulating your mind and making words mean other things. And I thought that was really cool. I really like that.
Well, if you guys want to hear more of them, you can find them at facebook.com/the-half-step-sisters.
This is Bryson Cooper, who I met actually at a concert in my hometown, New Palestine, Indiana. Bryson Cooper is from there. And we ended up being able to get him to come up to Ball State's own studios, where he recorded his whole last EP. But for us, like in the studios, as in kind of like a concert setting. So it was all one take. He's an extremely skilled performer, and he was able to offer us three completely new songs just for that. And I think that's really kind of where we're kind of headed with the scene, is we're starting to be able to offer like exclusive content because of all this artist involvement. So I think that this is like a really good indication of where we're headed in the future. This first song is actually one that you can't hear anywhere else except for on the scene, and it's called Hooked on the Feeling. Not a feeling, Hooked on the Feeling.
Writing our story on a page, it always takes my breath away. Memories last and dreams come true. Only when I'm thinking of you. Too young to live, too young to die. We were both children in his eyes, and I fell for you like a child. Our love ran deep and our minds went wild. Now I'm hooked on the feeling of what it takes to love you. I'm hooked on the feeling of what I might have to run through. You've never changed, still the same old girl that I once knew. I promise I've changed, I'm not the same old boy that you used to talk to. Never go back to my old ways, 'cause I'm hooked on the feeling of loving you today. I sing you a song and you sing it back to me. Forever, that's how I want it to be. Then you give me that look with those green eyes of yours. Just like that, we're leaning in for more. Now I'm hooked on the feeling of what it takes to love you. I'm hooked on the feeling of what I might have to run through. Never changed, still the same old girl that I once knew. I promise I've changed, I'm not the same old boy that you used to talk to. I'll never go back to my old ways, 'cause I'm hooked on the feeling of loving you today. Down this road, there'll be some mistakes, but I'm here till the end. He's gonna show us the way through this thing. they call love. I'll never leave your side at the beck and call of your sweet voice on the other end of the line. Babe, I'm on my way home, we're gonna be alright. Cause I'm in love with the feeling that never stops when I'm with you. I'm in love with the feeling of what this life might have me run through. I can see it now, you walking down. Maybe I've got a clear view of your good intentions of every second that I'll be loving you. So say goodbye to our lonely days. We're wanting him, and that's how our love will stay.
You're listening to the Producers Roundtable on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
I really liked the guitar in that song, especially knowing that it was recorded in the studios, because the studios aren't necessarily that big that the feeling of that guitar has, but you mixed it and engineered it so well that it gave it this really spacious vibe. They just put it in the right time and place of where what he's singing about.
Thank you very much. I kind of, when mixing, I kind of tried to like channel what it would be like if we were able to be there, because there's something about this artist, Bryson Cooper, where being there really changes the whole game. So that kind of setting is totally, like, totally in line with the artist.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. And, you know, I think as we're progressing through, I definitely am realizing I made more of a generalization than I should have earlier. But yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed these artists a lot. Like, I really liked the harmonic structure specifically, like just the sound of the guitar. And then, like, you know, it went some interesting places. And just like, you know, I also like just really liked the sound, like Jacob was kind of saying, that the that you created with that guitar, like it felt very very immersive mix, where like when you're listening to it, it's like, ah yes, this is like live music, which I think is really cool, because a lot of the music we do mix is live music, so we have the chance to like create the environment. And even in the studio, I feel like you did a really good job with creating that immersive environment.
You mixed it so well that it gave it some space and some breathing room and some ambience that really made it sound like, you know, you were at a festival or something like that.
The next artist slash performance I'm going to feature was actually from Classical Music Indie. So they put on a lot of concerts. They have in the past. Basically, they just facilitate cheap classical music performances so that, you know, people who compose classical music have a place that they can have their music played and performed, but then also just so that people who enjoy listening to classical music have a venue slash outdoor place that they could just go and listen. So this performance in particular was performed by Corey Denham on percussion and John Alvarado on guitar, but they play a lot of Spanish classical guitar as well as flamenco music. And I think one of the really cool things about this performance was, you know, it's like I said, very classically rooted in terms of like the form. So there are some parts where they just have like a 12 bar thing where the percussionist will start just soloing over top of stuff. You know, the guitar player might decide to start playing something, and it's just because they're playing like classical Spanish guitar, so they're just playing like specific forms, but just like making it its own unique thing. So the cool thing about performances like this is every single one is unique in its own way because of just the nature of the music. So why don't we give this one a little listen?
Thank you.
I thought, you know, I really enjoyed mixing that one because there was a lot, there was like a couple different mics set up. So it was like really cool to try and artificially create that like live performance environment.
It, to me, was reminiscent to some of the instrumental music I've heard from maybe bands like Sick Boy Method or some of those other bands that like to change form a lot while they're playing. And you could hear how the percussionist, even in like this recording, was aware of like, all right, we're about to switch things up a lot and we're about to change things here. And I thought that whole experience was really cool to listen to, because you can kind of hear how they're like partners, and it's not maybe just kind of like the jam session you might think it's going to be like. These are like thought out partnership things that they're building together.
Yeah, and like the cool thing about this musical style in general is like when you get really, really talented performers such as these, like I believe don't quote me on this, but I believe one of them is like the percussion professor at UIndy now, Corey Denham. And just like these are very, very talented musicians. So like, whereas it, with like less mature performers, it might have sounded more like a jam session, but these two like really know what they want to say and are just able to have like a musical conversation. And I think it's so cool because like when you get two super talented individuals such as these, and you get the chance just to listen to them play, you can hear like their emotion and like the things that they're feeling just through the performance and like the conversation that they're having. And I think that's the really cool thing about like live music performance in general, but specifically like classical genres or, you know, jazz, where there is room for improvisation. Just like the ability to make each show and each performance so unique in whatever improvisation or whatever story you decide to tell that day. So that's why I'm like really appreciative that we got to go to this classical music indie show, because it is a very unique performance that you're getting at shows such as these. So
I really agree, Kyler.
I love classical guitar I used to study it in the School of Music, and the amount of emotion that players are able to get out of their guitars is something that always boggles my mind, especially with classical. Like, they find so many different ways to play their instrument to bring different things out. And those rolls that he hits are like, at least for me, they were unbelievably hard. So just kudos on that. Like, hitting rolls like that on guitar, classical guitar, can be really hard.
Kind of going off of that, I really enjoyed listening to the classical guitar. And I could say that I play guitar, but not as well. And it's really interesting. Like Jacob said, how much emotion and how much like drive and energy they put into that acoustical instrument, like right there. Like, it's not, you know, it's not amplified, and it's just, that's just what's kind of crazy about it. And I also really like the drums and the percussive section of that piece, because it really gave it some nice texture and some nice variance. It's always really, really neat to hear different styles and different like genres of music and how people interpret it.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I encourage you guys, if you did like that performance, to check out that full episode, because you know, in this one it is just like a hand drum or cajon. I'm not sure exactly what that was, but something of that sort, and guitar. But like, he also plays bongos at one point. He plays marimba at one point. So there's like a wide variety of percussive instruments in that specific performance. And then also just like the really cool texture of classical guitar and percussion. Would highly recommend that. If you're interested in checking out more, you can find Classical Music Indie. You can go to their website, classicalmusicindie.org. So if you're interested in finding out when more events might be taking place, or just want to listen to more shows that Classical Music Indie may have put on, you can visit their website, like I said, classicalmusicindie.org.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. Thanks for being on this roundtable episode with it was a lot of fun to hear all these different artists.
Yeah.
And such,
well, so. Paul, we might have to call this one the square table, because right now we're in a bunch of squares. We're four squares in squares, and we're all in a different location, so we might have to call it the square table. But that's a side note. Yeah, thanks for facilitating this episode, Paul. You know, it's been real, guys. This is like the last episode you're going to hear mine or Chris's voices on the scene ever, except for reruns, which, you know, cool. But yeah, I really appreciate everything I've learned from being on the scene and all the skills that I've attained and all the friendships we made along the way.
Yeah, for real. It's been an incredible experience. I love the amount of creativity we can add to these episodes and how much, and I think that Jacob and Paul, you guys are really going to love working here. So,
and also I'm just going to say thank you, Sean, for for facilitating this great experience. Like,
thank you so much, Sean.
Yeah, like I think I can speak for all of us that like this is one of the best work environments I've ever had, and all of that comes from like having a very understanding boss that facilitates a good work environment. So thank you, Sean, and just everyone else that works on the scene and CMG team for everything.
I agree. Thank you, Kyler.
Yeah, I really enjoyed doing this episode, and I'm glad that I got to come along when you, Chris, and Kyler were still on the team. I really enjoyed learning from you guys, and it was really fun the amount of crosstalk we got to do this episode and see like how the genres may have been different, but how close the artists were in that it really is about the message behind the songs that conveys the feelings and is what we look for in music.
No, I greatly appreciate all of you guys taking the time, and it's been a lot of fun. And yeah, it's a huge shout out to Sean for letting us be in this awesome work environment, and I just wish the best of luck for Kyler and Chris as they go forth with their careers, as this may be their last on-air, I don't know, thing. So from that, thank you guys for joining us once again, and we will see you next time on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
More like my mother now, wanna hand reach out of the shelf, hand on hardcover.
Major support for The Scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State, Ball State's Music Media Production Program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio stations. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Kyler Altenhoff, Chris Golab, Jacob Holtzman, and myself are the show's producers and engineers. Gabe Hua is the artist booking and communications coordinator. Sean Ashcraft is Indiana Public Radio's production and operations manager, as well as the employee supervisor. Dan Porter is the immersive learning professor, and Adam Finassier is the scene liaison from Cardinal Music Group. This episode was produced by me, your host, Paul Butler. Special thanks to the producers featured on this roundtable episode and for the material they have provided. This includes Kyler Altenhoff for producing the CC Chanel and classical music indie mixes, Chris Golab for producing the Malaise and Bryson Cooper mixes, and Jacob Holtzman for producing the Yachting Cole and the Half Step Sisters mixes. Special thanks also to Label Records for producing the Overlook mix and for providing the material for this week's episode. And lastly, special thanks to each and every one of these venues for allowing us to record these artists live. To find out more about the bands and venues we feature on The Scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to our episode archive. Again, that's at indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio and find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is @thescene on IPR. We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your podcasts. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search to add us to your favorite podcasting app. Thanks for being with us, and join us again next time here on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Here's the flip every page. Here's the flip every page.